The epistle for the Sunday after the Ascension is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 15 and 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this Sunday after the Ascension, and so we can say that in the Mass itself, there is almost a longing in our hearts because our Lord has ascended into heaven. But as our Lord has told us, that he had to go, he had to leave in order for the Paraclete to come. And so for the Comforter to come to us. So even though that there is this longing for us, there is still the idea of our Lord taking care of us by sending the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, to give us the graces that we need. We see, obviously, with Pentecost that we'll celebrate next Sunday, we have the birth of Holy Mother of the Church. So we have the graces that were received from that to start the Church and the graces for the apostles to go forth and to preach to all nations, for them to fulfill the mission that our Lord had given to them. But yet, yes, as I say, there is still this longing that is in us, because our Lord has left us. And so in the communion prayer, our Lord asks the Father not to take us out of this world, but he should keep us from evil. We even see in the gospel account of how our Lord mentions that there may be some that will kill you, or maybe some that will throw you out of the synagogue because they think they are doing the right thing. They think they are doing what is pleasing to God, a service to God. And he warns them of these things to try to help them, to help them to be aware of what will take place, of what might happen to them, and not to be scandalized from these things, not to be weak. And even in a way, that is something that I mentioned to the seniors yesterday, as they go out into the world, as they go and have the crosses and the trials of life, that not to allow these things to discourage them, to utilize these things to help us then to sanctify our soul, to help us to be stronger in our faith. And that is why then our Lord sent the Holy Ghost to come to us, to strengthen us, to give us these graces, then to help us in fighting this world. And so that is the thing that we have to understand. It is through the graces of the Catholic Church, it is through the receiving of the sacraments, that we will gain the strength in order to help us in this modern world. Because when we look around the world around us, we can clearly see a world that is against the Catholic faith. It is against Almighty God. And so we will have the constant battles of that in our daily lives. Those of you that have to work out in the world, you probably know all the more so. But we still see it. We still are aware of that. And so certainly Almighty God would not put us out in something that we will lose our soul in. God will not just leave us orphans, and that is one of the things that in this Mass that itself is it says itself. That is the comfort that our Lord gave to his apostles. Yes, I leave you, but I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you on your own. I will give to you the Holy Ghost, and that will help you. And so that is why we must, if we have to be out in this world, and all of us in some fashion or another we do, we have the graces to help us in that. We could not say to Almighty God, "Well, you left me on my own, and so therefore that is why I did fall. That is why I did, commit these sins." We cannot say that. Even to the point that, as I mentioned to you, in the communion prayer itself, our Lord says he doesn't ask to take us out of this world. Because that would mean, yes, that it's impossible for us to save our soul in this world. It would be too hard for us. And that is the only reason that our Lord would want to try to take us out of this world. But he says, not that he takes us out of this world, but that it'll keep us from evil. To keep us from the evil things that are around us, yes. But as I mentioned to you, it is through the graces of God, it's through the sacraments of staying faithful to that, you will have the ability to fight these things. You will have the strength then to be pleasing to Almighty God and to utilize this world as a stepping stone for the next. And that is then the purpose for us. And again, that is something that for the seniors to take away from that. They are armed with what they need to go out into the world, God willing. And then as they go out into the world, they will see, in a large sense, the state of the world. We can be protected for so long, yes. Until then, we have to go out into this world. And so we have to be fortified by that. We have to be fortified by our faith. We have to be fortified by the sacraments to strengthen us and to realize that going out into this world, it is a battle for our soul. It is a battle and is a difficulty. But it is not hopeless. God would never put us in a hopeless situation. And so that is why then we must realize when our Lord says, I will not leave you orphans, how true that is. The graces that the Holy Ghost brought to us. We think about that on our confirmation, the strengthening that we receive. The whole idea of confirmation is to be a soldier of Christ. That strengthening that you receive from that is to go out and to fight to this world. To fight the world and then also to give an example to other people. To be able to defend our faith. To live our faith through the example that we have. And I think that is what is lacking out in the world today. Good example. Too often the whole world, the world is weak. And so they will tend toward the bad examples. Because that is the easier life. It's the easier way for them. And so when we talk about peer pressure, it is the pressure that is put on you by those that are around you. So maybe the people at work, maybe the people at school even. There is that pressure then for you to do what is wrong, what is easier, yes. As one of the things that I had mentioned in some of the spiritual conference to the school children, it would only be fitting that at a Catholic school that we would have peer pressure to put pressure on those that are doing the wrong thing, that they would be the ones out of place, that they would be the ones that would have to change because of that. That is what is fitting. That is what should happen. And I would say the same thing as you go out into the world, that because of your example, because of the way that you live your lives, it should put pressure on other people to the point that they would maybe feel badly if they were to say something that is wrong or say something that is inappropriate. That they would go and they would say, oh, I'm sorry about that. Because they would know how you feel about it, how you stand on it. That is the pressure that needs to be. And that is the strengthening that we need. And so when our Lord says, I don't ask for you to be taken out of this world just to stay away from the evil, well, then he realizes for us, we can put up with it. We can receive the graces in order to save our soul in this world. As I say, otherwise he would never have put us in this position. He would never have stuck us in this world. And so these are the graces, these are the things that we must think about. These are things that we must consider. And we must pray for these graces to strengthen us. And so that is why then for us, the submission to Almighty God, submission to divine providence. It is one of the things that St. Augustine, when he refers to this Sunday, he talks about sursum corda. It is the lifting of our heart to God. The accepting of divine providence, even to the point of then accepting, yes, we live in this world. This world around us is immoral, yes. But it's still necessary. It's still a means for us to get to heaven. It is a stepping stone for us. And so from that, St. Augustine goes on to say that we should not be troubled from the fact that our Lord ascended into heaven. It shouldn't trouble us. Because if we fixed our minds, as the ascension told us, on the heavenly things, that doesn't matter. Our Lord ascended into heaven, but yet he still sent the Paraclete to us. He still sent the Holy Ghost to comfort us and to strengthen us. And that is why then he says in the gospel itself, he will give testimony of me and you will give testimony of me because you have been with me, because you know, because you realize that. And so that is what I encourage all of you to do, to give testimony to our Lord Jesus Christ, especially our dear seniors, that as they go out into this world, that they do give truly a testimony of Almighty God. That wherever they go, whether it is to the religious life or whether it is out to a college or to work, that they are an example, that they give a testimony out to the world, that they realize that. But I think it also is a good reminder to every single one of us of how our example can make the difference for souls, good or bad. I mean, truly, if people at our work don't even realize that we are true Catholics, there's a problem. There's definitely a problem with that. You know, if our family doesn't even realize what we stand for, again, there's a problem with that. And so when our Lord, he gives us these graces to strengthen us, to help us in the daily battle. And so we should be this light to the world. We should be this shining example that the world sees. And from when the world sees it, they realize what we stand for, what we believe in. And that we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that we would be willing to give our life for our Lord. And so that is what we must pray for. That is what we must strive for in our daily lives. And as I say, especially for our seniors, as they go out the first time, basically into this world. Of how, yes, the world will seem very appealing to them. Very appealing to the fact that they may even lose sight of what they've been taught. God forbid. And that is why there is the gentle reminder to us. On the ascension, yes, direct your mind to the heavenly things. And that's a reminder to us all that we must direct our mind to Almighty God. And so through our actions, through our example, that everyone will see that, that we will be this testimony. And through that testimony, well then, God will give us the graces that we need and God will give us the strength to help us to get to heaven. And so finally, I will leave you with the prayer in the introit that it says, "Hear my cry, O Lord, for I am calling you." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.